Well, the following season, he were back regularly in the first team, but that was the season 87-88 when leagues came in for the first time. Did that make much difference to you?
Not really. We had already been quite successful in the merit tables and such like, and I mean, you were looking at comparisons of rugby league and such. They already had league systems and such like, and with the merit tables, we were quite good. I mean, we had, you know, the South West merit table, and then it branched out, and you had the Courage merit table. And I think we won it once, and then they started giving out monthly awards to the best team in the league at the time. You know, best results for a month, and I know that we won the Courage team of the month a few times, and I think we came top in the merit tables just prior to the full-on league season. And then I suppose things just started to change a bit up to that dreaded season.
What do you mean by changing? Has it taken sort of more professionally? Still an amateur game, but
not here. I don't think we did here, but it, you could see it elsewhere. And it was, if there was pressure to do well, especially from the crowd or from the city, there was more pressure, because then there was pressure to win. And you found that apart from the Easter runarounds and such like, there weren't very many big wins. Everything was very tight. Everything just started to tighten up a bit. And that was a big difference. But again, a win was enjoyable, and we started to enjoy those more with the crowd, if that makes sense, because we would go and see them and they would come and see us. We might be on the pitch or whatever. You know, we'd just beaten, for instance, a Wasps or a Harlequins in the league. Everybody would go up, the city would go up, everybody would be great. Bit different to when I started.
Mm-hmm. And then 88-89, again, solid season, first team, 11 tries and in a total points of 346, which was the best of your career, so that must have been an enjoyable season.
Yeah, that was the peak, wasn't it?
In numerical terms, yes.
Yeah, that was good. I mean, that was the build-up to the following season, the big season that we had. And all went well. Everything was going well. We were winning. We won lots of games. I know we did. We were starting to put sides away, and our attitude was totally different again to when I started. I think possibly it was because the nucleus of that side, we had all been playing together for 4 or 5, possibly 6 years. So something was going to happen. And it happened, and that was great. That was some of the best times. That was some of the best sides that I played in, because we all knew each other so well. We all knew each other's jobs, and we knew what we were going to do, and whatever warm up, pre match rituals and everything you did, people knew what you were going to do. They knew to leave me alone. They knew, you know, we knew that Rich Mogg was going to spend the last 10 minutes prior to winning, they sat on the toilet. it's a funny thing, that. And everybody had their own thing, but we just knew, because once we were on the field, off we went.
Yeah.
And that's great.
That's 89-90 we're talking about, when it looked as though we might well win Cup and League.
Yeah, we sort of...
Well, it all went horribly wrong in the league at Nottingham, didn't it?
It did, and we'd been up there a couple of weeks earlier, and we'd beaten them to put ourselves, I think, second top or second in the league. And then, I think the following week or 2 weeks later, we went to Northampton for the Cup semi-final, and we won that. And we were all looking at each other. We got this. We have got this. And for some reason, I don't know what happened at Nottingham, it all went wrong. Nothing came off, nothing happened. There's a horrible picture of myself leaving their clubhouse with my kit bag and my chin, I'm just dragging it through the mud on the floor. That was so disappointing. The fact that we let that slip and was snuck in.
Yeah.
And because that was the big one. Everybody liked the cup, and you know, the cup finals going to Twickenham, and Gloucester had a great tradition of going there and the support that went and such like. But the most disappointing thing was that league loss to Nottingham. That was for me, I didn't enjoy that at all.
Do you think that contributed then to the cup final performance against Bath?
Possibly. I mean, they clicked into gear. We had a great first 20 minutes. Then obviously John got sent off, which didn't help, which left us up against 15 professional athletes, if you want. And of course it was, 80 degrees, I think the season had just taken its toll and we were just worn out. And I remember going into the change room afterwards and I sat next to Teague. And he said to me, he said, "You're right." I said, no, I said, "Not good at all." He went, "Look," and he put his arm around me, he said, "Look," and he gave me a bottle of beer. He said, "They were a far better side. We just couldn't do anything about it. Chin up. Let's look forward to the next." And it was almost as if it was like, yeah, okay, no problem. Off we go then, let's do it. But as I said, the week prior, the Nottingham game, that was the one that got me. But it was the cup final, there was nothing we could do about that. We hit a side that were, I mean, we might as well have played the bloody All Blacks, to be fair. It was that sort of skill set that they had. They just had everything going. And regardless of what we tried, I know I gave away an interception try. Silly, I tried to take Jerry Guscott on the outside, which was... we were just trying things and nothing's happening. So.
Yeah. All sorts of reasons were put forward for that. I remember reading one that Bath had travelled up to London the night before, whereas Gloucester, he went on the day and sat in a traffic jam on the M4 for hours.
Well, I think if we'd have gone up the night before, I think we'd have had a night out, so it's a good job we never.
Yeah.